Okay, today's daf is Tmura Daf Chaf. We are holding on Daf Yutes Amud Beis. We are at the two dots. So just to remind ourselves, the Mishnah spoke about a case where a person designates a female animal for a Karban Asham. The only problem is you're not allowed to bring a female as a Karban Asham. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, what you do with it. The Tanakama held that you let it graze until it develops a mum, and then you sell it, and you use that money to buy a legitimate Karban Asham, a male Karban Asham. If by the time you do that, you've already brought a separate carbon asham, a different animal as your asham, so there's no such thing as bringing an asham as an nedava. So what you do is you take that money from the proceeds of the sale and you buy an olas nedava with it. You bring a carbon olas nedava. But Rabbi Shimon says, what's the point of waiting till it develops a mum and selling it? You don't need to wait till it develops a mum. In this situation, it could be sold without a mum because it's in a keva. So the ain mum gadol mizeh for a carbon asham than to be in a keva. When it came to being mafresh in a keva for a carbon ola, Rabbi Shimon didn't say the same thing. Rabbi Shimon didn't say you could just sell it and you don't have to wait for any mum, because after all, it's the ain mum gadol mizeh, it's in a keva, you can't bring in a keva as an ola. So no, that's different, because by an ola, Rashi points out, by an ola, there's a shame ola even on a nekeva, because there is such a thing as an ola that's in a keva. By ola sa'of, Zachrus v'tamos is only a requirement by a behema, is not a requirement by an oaf. So by an olas ha'oaf, the nekeva could be kasher, and mela, since by olas ha'oaf and nekeva could be kasher, there is a shame ola on a nekeva. But by an asham, there's no shame asham whatsoever on a nekeva. So now, picking up from the two dots on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Timacher Shalom B'mum. So Rabbi Shimon says it could be sold without a mum. What does it mean it could be sold without a mum? Meaning that you have an asham, a nekeva that was designated as an asham, so it already is a bal mum. It's a nekeva. So you're allowed to sell it right away. So I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, name Amigo Denachle Kedush Stam Techslein Ami Kedush Sagof. But wait a second, shouldn't Rabbi Shimon say that since there's Kedushas Damim on this animal, when you take this nekeva and you designate it as a karban asham, since it has Kedushas Damim, Mim Melech should also have Kedusha Saguf, and if it has Kedusha Saguf, you should need to wait till it develops a mum. You can't just sell it just like that. So the answer is the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shimon Latame, this is Rabbi Shimon Lashitaso. Damar Kalmidi Dilchazi Le Lugufei Lo Nachle Kedusha Saguf. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that there's an automatic, that any time you have Kedusha Damim on a living being, on an animal, it automatically gets Kedusha Saguf. No. If you can't use this animal itself as the carbon, so it never gets Kedusha Saguf. All it has is Kedushas Damim. How do you get rid of Kedushas Damim? You sell it. Kedushas Guf, you would need to wait till it develops a mum. But this only has Kedushas Damim. Anything that can't be brought on its own doesn't have, never gets Kedushas Haguf. Titania, we have a brisa that shows us, that demonstrates Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Asham ben Shana ve'yviu ben Shtayim, or ben Shtayim ve'yviu ben Shana. Let's say by carbon Asham, the age of the animal matters a lot, because by certain Ashamos, the Torah insists on bringing an Ayil, and by others, it insists on bringing a Keves. What's the difference between an Ayil and a Keves? Age. That's it. Just how old the animal is. By Asham Gzelos Mi'ilos Shivcha Charufa, Torah says you need to bring an ayil, and that's a ben shtei shanim, that has to be a two-year-old animal, and by an Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzora, the Torah says you have to bring a keves, that's a ben shana. So the Brisa discusses, what if you mix it up, and you take an Asham ben shana for a korban that you're supposed to bring a ben shana, like a Nazir, a Mitzora, an Asham Mitzora, the Aviv ben shtayim, and you bring a two-year-old animal instead, you bring an ayil instead of a keves, or ben shtayim. You have a korban for which you're supposed to bring an ayil, like an Asham Gzelos, Asham Yilos, Asham Shivcha Charufa, Viviu Ben Shana, and instead you bring a keves. So Ksherav Loal Bailam Hashem Chavit. Tanakama says it's kosher, but the Bailam still has to bring his korban Asham. He's still going to have to, it's a kosher korban, but the Bailam has not been Yotze Yischiv. He's still going to have to bring the right kind of animal, the ayil or the keves, whichever korban is chayiv, to be Yotze Yischiv. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kalatz Menein Kedoshin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it doesn't have any sort of Kedusha. It's not kosher. It doesn't have any sort of Kedusha because you're not Yotze because you can't bring these animals for that karban. So Mela doesn't have any kedusha. So this is where we see Rabbi Shimon demonstrating a shita that anything that's not roi lugufei doesn't have kedusha saguf, never gets kedusha saguf. So frankly, Gemara, is that really a rule that Rabbi Shimon stands strongly by? Vari mechusar's man de lo chazi. What if you have an animal that's just too young? It's mechusar's man, and it's not roi to be brought as a karban. Yet va'amar Rabbi Shimon de kadosh. Rabbi Shimon is still going to say mechusar's man is going to be kadosh. Rashi quotes where Rabbi Shimon says this. Kedamrin b'shchita schul and perakosav es bino. The Ketani Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer kol aroy lova la'achar zman hashok to b'chutz over below saseh. That anything that's right to be brought la'achar zman, even though right now it's still mechusar zman, you're still in violation of shchita schutz on it because it's considered to have kedusha. So it would still be a violation of shchita schutz if you shecht it outside of the azara. So it says, well, no, shiny mechusar zman duchazin l'macham. Mechusar zman, you're right. Mechusar zman is kedusha saguf. That's because for Mechusar Zman, all you need to do is wait, and then it will be the Zman. So the animal itself is inherently okay, it's just that you got to give it a little bit of time. So that's why Mechusar Zman does have Kedush Saguf. But when you're dealing with a female Asham, that doesn't have any Kedush Saguf. You're dealing with a Keves that's supposed to be an Ayil that's supposed to be a Keves. That doesn't have any Kedush Saguf. So Frakta Gemara, really? But if that's the case, if it's just an issue of whenever something will be okay l'machar, then it does get Kedush Saguf, Ihachi Asham ben Shtayim, V'yuviyu ben Shana, Hachazi l'shana. What about those Karbanos Asham, the Asham Yilos, Asham Shuv Chacharufa, that are supposed to be brought as two-year-old Karbanos, as an Ayil, and you bring a Keves, you bring a one-year-old. So why don't we say the same thing, that it should have Kedush Saguf? What does Rabbi Shimon in fact say in those cases? He says, doesn't have any kedusha whatsoever. Why not? Just say that lemachar or l'shana next year it's going to be right to be brought as a karban. So says Gemara, ela haynu time de Rabbi Shimon v'mechusar zman diyalef lemi b'char. The reason Rabbi Shimon holds mechusar zman has kedusha saguf is a different issue. He derives that from b'char. Kedetani Rabbi Shimon yudam rishum Rabbi Shimon mechusar zman nichnas l'dir l'saser v'areu k'b'char. A mechusar zman could be brought into the pen for meiser behema. And it has the same din as a bechor. Ma bechor kadosh lefnei zmano v'kar v'lachar zmano. Just like a bechor has kedusha merechem. A bechor, we know, is already kodesh merechem. Can you shecht it merechem? Of course not. You have to wait till the animal's a week old before you can do anything. So you see that by bechor, there is kedusha that's chal on the animal before the zman, even though the actual shechting of the animal is not going to be until later. Saf mechusar zman, kadosh lefnei zmano v'kar v'lachar zmano. So Rabbi Shimon Darshan said the same is true by mechusar zman. That it could be kadosh before this man, and it's only going to be karav li acher this man. But that does not help me when it comes to the asham that's a nekeva that's designated as an asham, nor does it help when it comes to the ben shtayim l'shana, ben shana l'shtayim, where in those cases it doesn't have kedusha at all because it's completely not roi l'akravam. Mechusar's man is a special din that we learned derived from Bechor that it could have kedusha even though it's not yet roi l'akrava in its own right. If you look at the Tosos on the bottom, Fractosos, Tema, the Yisra Paragimel de Becharos, V'nelv Mikachim de Lo Kadishi, Mashma de Kachim Enum Kadoshim U'mechusar Zman. It sounds from the Gemara Maseches Becharos that a Mechusar Zman does not have Kedusha, according to Rabbi Shimon. Va'od Da'mer Bi'alma, Lailu L'Kedusha Yom L'Artza, Mashma de Lel Shmini Dafka Kadish, Av Mekami Achilo. Furthermore, the Gemara implies in Maseches Vachim that only on the night going into the eighth day will the Kedusha Saguf really be Chal. But prior to that, a Mechusar Zman will not have Kedusha at all. So how can we say in our Gemara that a Mechusar Zman does have Kedusha? We derive it from Bechor. We have two other Gemaras that seem to imply very strongly that a Mechusar Zman does not have Kedusha. So it's also Yishlomer Dahani Mili L'chadchila Osra L'Hakdish a Mechusar Zman. Miyum Av V'Higdish Kadosh D'Yalfinu Leimi Bechor. Those other Gemaras are talking about whether you are permitted to be Makdish in Mechusar Zman. That you're not allowed to do. You cannot be Makdish in Mechusar Zman. Our Gemara is talking about if you were Makdish in Mechusar Zman, does it in fact have Kedush Saguf? So our Gemara says, yes, it has Kedush Saguf. Those are two different issues, the L'chadchila and the B'di'evet. The L'chadchila, one is not allowed to be Makdish in Mechusar Zman, but B'di'evet, if one was Makdish in Mechusar Zman, it's still going to have Kedush Saguf. Now, the Yeshidim Gretzes raises a very simple question over here. The Gemara says that we learn Mechusas Man from Bechar, that just like Bechar has Kedushas HaGuf, even though it's not yet ready to be brought, because it has Kedushas HaGuf from the moment it's born, can't be brought as a korban from the moment it's born, so too Mechusas Man has Kedushas HaGuf. So ask the Shita, if you learn that you could be, that Kedusha could be Chal on a Mechusas Man from Bechar, why don't we say the same thing by an Asher Ben Shtayim Ve'yaviyu Ben Shana, that it should be Chal of Kedusha? Why is it any different than a Mechusas Man? I mean, go back to the kash we asked before. An Asher Ben Shtayim is supposed to be a two-year-old, you bring us a one-year-old, what is it essentially? It's essentially a Mechusas Man. It's essentially just missing a little bit of age. So why don't we say, learn from Bechar, that that's okay, that it could still have Kedusha Saguf. And yet we see Rabbi Shimon Dafka does not say that. Rabbi Shimon holds that it doesn't have any Kedusha Saguf. So there are three terutzim that I'm aware of to this kasha. One is, Shidum Gretz himself answers that from Bechor you can only learn Mechusas Man, which is not ra'oi for any korban whatsoever. Meaning Mechusas Man is a two-day-old animal, let's say, is not ra'oi to be brought yet as any sort of korban. But a Behema Ben Shana, even though it's not ra'oi to be brought as a korban Asham, because it's supposed to be brought for the Asham that you need to bring it for, because you need to bring it for an Asham Ben Shtayim, but it is ra'oi to be brought for other korbanos, like for an Asham Ben Shana, for those Ashamos that require a kevis and that do not require an ayil. Therefore, it's considered a worse kind of case, meaning it's more inappropriate, meaning by the Mechusas Man, so it's not right for any karbon. Mele, you're makdashit, so obviously your hakdasha is on a time delay. And therefore, the kedusha is going to be chal. But over here, you're makdash something that's a one-year-old for a karbon that's supposed to be a two-year-old karbon, but this animal could have been used for a one-year-old karbon, so that's considered more inappropriate because there's something else you could have done with this animal. Mele the Kedusha is not going to be Chal at all. That's how the Shidim Gubetzos answers. The Beis Meir gives a slightly different answer. He says, no, you can't learn from Bechar anything other than chisaron zman of atzmos hakarbon, about the carbon itself. But a ben shana where the chisaron is not in the carbon itself, it's just that the bailim is chay of the wrong carbon, meaning it's a similar teretz. But the Beis Meir says when it comes to a ben shana that you are mafrish for a chiyuv of a ben shtayim, the problem is not in the animal. The problem is that you're chayiv an ayil. You're not chayiv a keves. The problem is in the bailim. But when you're dealing with the Mechusas Man, the problem is in the animal, that the animal is simply too young. By Ben Shana, that's supposed to be Ben Shtayim, the animal is not too young, the Bailim is just Chayiv, the wrong carbon. It's all a matter of perspective, where you see the problem. It's like you go to the doctor and he says you're 20 pounds overweight, you say, no, I'm just 3 inches too short. You know, it's a matter of what your starting point is, where your perspective is. Okay, the Rashash gives a third teretz, that the Kedusha is Chal and Mechusas Man only when there's no other psul other than the fact that it's Mechusas Man. But an Asham Ben Shtayim that you bring as a Ben Shana, when it's a Ben Shana, it's called a Keves, and that's a separate psul. It's not called an Ayil. I mean, the way the Rosh Hashanah understands it is Mechusas Man is an issue of age and age alone. Normally, an animal, Shor Ben Yomo is Nikra Shor, so what's the difference between a Shor Ben Yomo and a Shor that's a year old? The difference is age. It's just time. It's just a matter of age. But Dafka by this animal, if it's a Ben Shana, it's called a Keves. If it's a Ben Shtayim, it's called an Ayil. So there's something more fundamental that changes. It's not the same. It's not one and the same. It's not just an issue of age. It's a separate psul. Other than the age, it's a separate psul of that it's called a keves and that it's not called an ayil. And in that situation, a Mechusas Man will not have any kedusha whatsoever. Okay. We're at the bottom line now of Yutes Amid Beis. Bottom line, Tan Rabbanan, Hamakdish Nekeva Lo Laso Lepisko Lashamo Osa Tmura. If a person is Makdish Nekeva to bring for his carbon Ola, for his carbon Pesach, carbon Asham, all those have in common that they cannot be brought with a female. You need Dafke, a male animal. So let's say a person is Makdish, a female animal for these carbonos. So Osa Tmura, they can all make a Tmura. You can do a Tmura on two different animals. Rabbi Shimon Omer, meaning it has enough Kedusha to affect Tamura. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Lasso Osa Tamura, Lepisco Lashamo Ain Osa Tamura. Rabbi Shimon says, no. If you were Makdish in a cave, Mafresh in a cave for a carbon Ola, then it would be able to make a tamura. But for a carbon pesach, carbon asham, it would not be able to make a tamura. Shein lecha davar osa tamura, ela harol l'stayiv. Because you can only have a tamura on an animal that's roughly to be sent out to graze. You can only make a tamura, which is a fancy way of saying, is that only something that has kedusha saguf can make a tamura. And these other, if you're mafresh in a keva for your pesach, for your asham, it doesn't have kedusha saguf at all, because there's no shem pesach or shem asham on an akeva. What about an ola? Why is there a shem ola on an akeva? So this is what we said 1,000 times already. There's a shem ola on an akeva because there's such a thing as an ola sa'of that could be an akeva. So you could have a shem ola on an akeva. But by the asham and the pesach, it's a non-starter. There's no such thing as an akeva, asham, an akeva, pesach. Mela doesn't have kedusha saguf at all. The kedusha saguf never sets in. Amar Rebbe, Ein ani roa dvar shel Rabbi Shimon be Pesach. So Rabbi says, I don't think Rabbi Shimon is correct about the carbon Pesach. Hol and most of our Pesach karv shlamim, because you do have something that you could do with a female carbon Pesach. When the carbon Pesach is left over after the zman of Pesach, you could bring it as a carbon shlamim. Carbon shlamim could be brought. A female could be brought as a carbon shlamim. So he says, I don't see why there shouldn't be kedusha saguf on a carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach is like a pre shlamim. So if it's a pre shlamim, so you should view it as something that does have kedusha saguf, because a female can be brought as a shlamim. So frankly, Gemara, v'leima ina niro dvar shel Rabbi Shimon ba asham hol masar asham karav ola. Well, why doesn't he say the same thing by an asham then? The mosar asham. Let's say you chayv a carbon asham. You designate an animal as an asham, and then you, for some reason you get another animal that you're able to bring as your carbon asham. What do you do with the first animal? It's an ola. So since an asham is like a pre-ola, it's something that could easily turn into a carbon ola. And we know by an ola, it's shayich nekeva, dafka by an oaf, but by an ola, it's shayich nekeva. So we should say that there's kedusha saguf on a female animal that you designate for a carbon asham as well. Why is he only picking on Rabbi Shimon's psak when it comes to Pesach, because it's a pre-shlamim? He should pick on Rabbi Shimon's psak when it comes to Asham as well, since it's a pre-ola. So Rabbi Savalak Rabbanan, Dami Mosaros the Nidvas Tzibur Asli, Vein Tmur B'Tzibur. Rabbi holds like the Rabbanan that you're right. And a carbon Asham is a pre-ola, but what kind of ola? He says it's an ola satzibur, it's not an ola satyachid. And the halacha is that an ola satzibur can't make a tmura anyway. So what do you want to say? That we should view it as a pre-ola? I do, I view it as a pre-ola, and therefore it's something that will turn into a carbon ola. But what kind of ola? An ola that can't make tmura. So that's why Rabbi Shimon makes sense when he says that if you set aside in the keva for an Asham, it can't make tmura, it doesn't have the ability to make tamura. Kasalka daita chayna time to Rabbi Shimon, gaber mrafrish nekeva liolaso, mishavachi osa tamura, taika shem ola aleha gabe ola sa'of. We assume that there is svara for Rabbi Shimon that when you're mrafrish nekeva for an ola, the reason it has kedusha saguf and it's able to make a tamura is because there is such a thing as a female ola, namely by an ola sa'of. So frankly, Gemara, if that's the case, if that's the svara for Rabbi Shimon, that in the world of ola, there's such a thing as a nekeva, so mela, and that's why Rabbi Shimon holds mela, any time you designate a nekeva for an ola, even if it's a behema, it at least will have shame ola. El meyata b'koin gadol shifrish para leparo tiktish, da'ika paras chatas. Well, by a koin gadol, halacha is on Yom Kippurim, he brings a par, right, and yet and not a para, he brings a par. So let's say a Kohen Gadol for his par Yom HaKippurim designates a female animal, female a para, a cow instead of a bull. So why we should say that it has kedusha? Why that it has kedusha saguf? Why? Because in the world of chatas, it is shayich to have a para. How so? The paraduma is a para. It's a kind of chatas, and it's a para. So in the world of chatas, it is shayich to have a female, even though for this particular karban, it's not shayich to have a female, but that should be enough to have kedusha saguf, just like Rabbi Shimon says, that in the world of ola, female exists by a bird, so therefore, even when you set aside a behema as an akeva for ola of a behema, it would still have kedusha saguf. It would still have a shame ola. Same thing over here. So says Gemara, no, katche ben kabayis lo avdi tamura. No, it's different over there. that's katche betek habayis, and the katche betek habayis is not able to make tmura. Meaning, ein chinami, there is something called paras chatos, but paras chatos only has a din of katche betek habayis. The paradum itself only has a din of katche betek habayis. So even if you want to say, okay, so this is like a it's like a parallel to the para, but even the para itself only has din of katche betek habayis, and katche betek habayis is unable to make tmura. So
I can say that it becomes a
No, not that Nekeva becomes an Olas Hatzibur. We're saying that it's not that the animal itself becomes a Nekeva. It's that if you have a Karban Asham that's a male, right, and then you have and then you somehow get it, you lose it, and then you bring another animal in its place and you bring that as a Karban Asham, then you find the original one, that original male now becomes an Ola. What kind of Ola does it become? It becomes an Ola Satzibur. So we're saying that, yeah, and in the world of Ola there's a din of a Nekeva. But not this one. This one you designated, we're talking about where you designate a male as an Ola. But in the world of Ola, there is such a thing as a Nekeva. It's like two steps removed. Okay, says the Gemara, Yachid Shefer Si'ir L'Si'ir Raso Tiktosh Te'ika Si'ir Nasi. But again, if we're going to follow the same line of reasoning, so we say if an individual is Makdish Si'ir, for a carbon that he needs a si'ira, it should be kadosh because si'ir nasi is a male, is a si'ir. So as long as within that general type of carbon there exists such a thing as a male, so it should have a kedush saguf, even though for the particular carbon that you are mafreshit for, it's not allowed to be brought as a male, inami, or the opposite, nasi shefresh si'ira. Nasi, that brings a si'ira, the si'iro, for his si'ir carbon, tikdosh, it should have kedush saguf, the yachin mafresh si'ira, because for a yachid, it would be a si'ira would be appropriate. So says Gemara, no, honey trey goofy. You know, that's a different story, because over there it's two different people. It depends on who the person is that's bringing the korban. The goof of the yachid, you never find a si'ir. For a regular guy, you never find that he brings a si'ir for a chatas. For a nasi, you never find that he brings a si'ira for a chatas. But by an ola, you do find that the guy who's bringing an ola's bema could theoretically bring a nekeva for an ola also. If he were poor, he would bring a nekeva. It doesn't have to be a different person, it could be the same guy. But this guy is rich. Yeah, he's rich, but he could always be mafkir's nechasm and be poor. And therefore, it's considered as if he is in the same guy, he will be able to bring the ola. He would be able to bring an ola snakeva. So that's the Gemara's teretz. So says Gemara, chatu achalonis manu ki mafresh si'ir l'si'ir raso tikdosh. So what if you have the following case? The guy did an avera before he became the nasi. So if he's mafresh, so he's chayiv a female goat. Let's say he's mafresh a male goat. It should be kadosh because the same goof could be chayiv a male goat because now he's a nasi. So if he were to do an avera now, if he were to sin right now, he would be chayv to bring a sayir. Says Mara, halochata lo chayv a sayir. But he doesn't do an avera, he's not chayv in a sayir. He's only chayv in the seira from what he did the avera before. So, frankly, Mara, yachi yachanami, halav alos ha'ov kamaisi. Well, say the same thing over here. How's that an answer to anything? Say the same thing by the Kabernola. You can't say that if he's mafresh in the keva for the olas behema, that shav kedusha, because he could have been chayv in olas ha'ov had he been poor. But he's not chayv in olas ha'ov. Same svara. So says Gemara, maybe we were wrong about what Rabbi Shimon's sheet is all about. Rabbi Shimon Savala Krablozer ben Azariah, Ditnan Hare Alai Ola Yavi Keves, Krablozer ben Azariah Omer, Otor O Bnei Yona. Rabbi Shimon holds that a stam ola, let's say a person just says, I want to bring a carbon ola, he could bring a bird, he doesn't have to bring a behema. So that's why you don't have to be poor to bring an ola sa'ov, to bring in a keva for an ola. And that's why anyone is able to do it. That's where Rabbi Shimon gets his idea from, that if you're mafresh in a keva for a carbon ola, that it is going to be kadosh, because anybody could have brought in a keva for a carbon ola. Whenever you designate a stam carbon ola, so it could be used. An ola sof could be used, so you could bring an ola sof, and therefore you could bring in a keva. So that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Period. It's not awesome. We have a Mishnah. Hamakdish nechasav. There's a Mishnah Masech Hashkalim. Just learned it with my kids the other day. Hamakdish nechasav. Person is makdish all of his possessions. Vayiben behema ru'uya legabi mizbeach z'charmon ukevos. And amongst his possessions, he has animals that could theoretically be brought as karbanos. Male, female animals that could be brought as karbanos. So Belazar Omer, z'charim yimachu l'tzarchei olos, unukevos yimachu l'tzarchei shlamim. What they do is they try to find people who need to bring a karban olah, and they sell these male animals to those people. I mean, instead of just taking these animals straight and bringing them as a karban, no, we first sell them to people who need to bring a karban olah, let them be makdish them with kedush saguf, and we'll use that money for bedek habayis. And we'll take the female ones, we'll sell them to people who need a karban shlamim, so that let those people be makdish it with kedush saguf, and we take the money, and the money will go with the money from all the rest of the guy's estate. Everything is makdish. He's makdish his television, his table, his chairs. So all that stuff went for bedek habayis. So the proceeds from the animals will also go to bedek habayis. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rabbi Shaul Omer, Zacharim Atzman Yikravu Olos Nekevos Yimachru Tzarchi Shlam Vyavi Bidmeyan Olos Veshan Chasim Yiplu Bedek Habayis. Rabbi Shaul has an unusual Shita. He says the male animals, bring them as a karban olah. They should be just be brought straight. No reason to sell them, have someone else be makdish them. Your original akdasha, we assume, was full kedush saguf on the male animals. And therefore, they could just be brought straight as a karban olah. The nekevos, you sell for people who need to bring karban shlamim, and use that money to buy olos, and the rest of the nechasim goes to the bedek habayis. So Amalei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says Rabbi Yochanan. I don't understand Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Yeshua damar zchar matzvin yikruv olos unekevis hechi makrav and shlamim hamikach kedusha dechuya kaasyan. If Rabbi Yeshua holds that the zcharim are going to be olos, that means Rabbi Yeshua holds when you're makdish your nechasim, the animals get kedusha saguf. So if the animals get kedusha saguf, granted the female animals can't be brought as an ola, so you have to sell it you have to get rid of it and do something else with it, but how could you sell it to be used as a carbon shlamim? It already had kedusha saguf. So if it already had kedusha saguf, you can't be doched to another kedusha, to a carbon shlamim. Lishtachrina, another way of phrasing the question, Amalei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba L'Rabbi Yochanan, but very similar question, but just another way of phrasing it. Mitkam Rabbi Shua Zuchar Matzman Yikrav Uolos, Lememer, the kedusha saguf akteshinu, that if Rabbi Shua says that the zcharim themselves are brought as a karban olah, it means that they have kedusha saguf. So then the nekevos should not be able to be sold for shlamim. They should be considered something that has kedusha saguf and cannot be brought as their originally designated karban. And what do you do with such animals that have kedusha saguf but cannot be brought as their originally designated karban? You let them graze until they develop a mum, and then you sell it. You got to get rid of the kedusha saguf somehow. So I'm like Rabbi Shua, some like Rabbi Shimon. No, Rabbi Shua holds like Rabbi Shimon. Davar kol midi d'lochazi le'legufei lo nachta le'kedush saguf. Rabbi Shimon holds anything that's not rotwi to be used for its originally intended carbon never gets kedush saguf. So the time Rabbi Shimon nomer timachar shlo b'mum. That's Rabbi Shimon. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says you're mafresh in a kever for your carbon asham. You sell it without a mum because you don't need to wait for it to have a mum. It never got kedush saguf. So here too, a guy's makdish all of his nechasim, says Rabbi Yeshua, what does he want to do with the nekevos? He's makdish as a karban olah. You can't be makdish in females as a karban olah. So therefore, it never gets kedusha saguf. So since the female animal can never be used as an asham in our Mishnah, so it won't have kedusha saguf. So too, when you designate your all your nechasim to be kadosh, the female animals can't be a karban olah. Mele, they don't have kedusha saguf. Wait a second, says Gemara. Emer dam Rabbi Shimon gabei nekeva la asham deleka shem asham alimo. But Rabbi Shimon is very specific. Rabbi Shimon only said this about an asham, that if you take a nekeva and you designate it as an asham, it won't have kedusha saguf because there's no such thing as a nekeva that's an asham. But when it came to an ola, Rabbi Shimon himself agreed that it will have kedusha saguf because there is such a thing as a nekeva that's a carbon ola. Where is there such a thing? By ola saof. Aval gabei nekeva la ola deka shem ola alimo. I feel Rabbi Shimon Moda. Even Rabbi Shimon will be Moda. That there is shame ola memela. It has kedushas. It has Kedushas HaGuf. So how can you say that Rabbi Shua is based on Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shua is talking about a Korban Olah. Rabbi Shimon holds Korban Olah does have Kedushas HaGuf. Voda Shemini Le Rabbi Shimon Olah also Tamura. Plus Rabbi Shimon says explicitly that an Olah, a Nekeva, that your Mafresh as an Olah can make a Tamura. Why can it make a Tamura? Obviously because it has Kedushas HaGuf. So Rabbi Shimon holds an Olah does have Kedushas HaGuf. How could Rabbi Shua be based on Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shua holds like the other understanding of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Aflo Lasoeno Satmura. There is another version of Rabbi Shimon out there that even an Ola is in Eino Osatmura, meaning that even an Ola for some reason doesn't have full Kedushas HaGuf. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Arachin V'Charam in Perkei Halacha Zayin paskins like Rabbi Eliezer that if a person is makdish all of his nechassim and there are male and female animals in the lot, the males go l'dmei ola and the nekevos l'dmei shlamim, meaning you sell them to be used for people who need them for an ola and a shlam, like the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, not like Rabbi Yeshua. Now normally Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, you would pass like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Lazar. So why does the Rambam paskin not like Rabbi Yeshua? Because the Radvaz writes the Rambam learns from our Gemara, because our Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua is assuming like an alternate version of Rabbi Shimon that we don't hold like. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua is holding like a sheet of Rabbi Shimon that you mafresh in the Keva Liola, that it doesn't have Kedush Saguf at all. We paskin, if you mafresh in the Keva Liola, it does have Kedush Saguf. So since he's holding like an alternate version of Rabbi Shimon that we don't hold like at all, so that's why the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua over here, because this Gemara locks Rabbi Yeshua into an opinion of what Rabbi Shimon said that we happen to not hold like. Okay, next Mishnah. Tmuras Hashem, again, this whole parak is about Tmuros and Vlados. So if you have Tmuras Hashem, the Tmura of a carbon Hashem, or Vlad Tmura, the Vlad of a Tmura of an Hashem, you can't have a Vlad of an Hashem because an Hashem is a male. So there's no such thing as a Vlad straight of an Hashem. It has to be the Vlad of a Tmura of an Hashem. Vlad on itself kala olam, or the any of the offspring, any generational offspring of the Tmuras Hashem, Yiruach Yistavu V'yimachru, V'yiplu Dam of Linadava. You let it graze until it develops a mum, then you sell it and use that money to buy an olas nedava. Rabbi Lazar Amar Yamusu. Rabbi Lazar says, you treat it like the chatos amesos. You treat it like a tmuras chatos, where you just let it die, you starve it to death. This is Rabbi Lazar Shita. Normally we assume that the five chatos amesos halacha l'moshe misinai, parallel cases by an asham, you would have to let it graze until it develops a mum and use the money to buy an nedava. But Rabbi Lazar holds, no, the parallel case by asham is also Yamusu. And Rabbi Al-Azhar, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Al-Azhar now, we change the gear, so Rabbi Al-Azhar Omer, Yavi B'Dameha Olos, that you bring with the money, Karban Ola. So says Gemara, that, so those are three shitos in the case of Tmuras Hashem and Vlad Tmuras Hashem. Hashem Shemesu Balav, V'Shekipru Balav, now a second case, we're going to have the same three shitos. Let's say you have a Karban Hashem that the owner died, or that the owner already got a kapara by bringing another Karban. So Yiruachi Yistavu V'Yimachru V'Yiplu Damav L'Nedava. You let it graze until it develops a mum, then you sell it, and then you use that money to bring a Nedava. Olas Nedava. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yamusu. Rabbi Eliezer says, you let it die, you starve it to death. And Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yavi B'Dameha Ola, you use the money to bring a Korban Ola. V'alo Af Nedava Ola Hi. So Ma Ben Divri Rabbi Lazar Divri Chacham. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Shita 1 and Shita 3 are saying the same thing. The first Shita of the Chachamim, that you let it graze till it develops a mum, then you sell it, and you do what? You bring a Nedava. What does Nedava mean? It means an Ola's Nedava. And yet Rabbi Lazar says, no, that's not what you do, you bring an Ola. What do you mean? The Dava meant Ola. Yeah, so they're saying the same thing. So what's the difference between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim? El v'zman shiba Ola, somich aleo, mevi nesachim unesacheha mishalow. Imayikoyin avadasa va'ora shalow. According to Rabbi Lazar, that you bring it as a regular Ola means like an Ola siyachid, that you do smicha on it, you bring the nesachim from your own money, and if it's a Kohen who was mafresh this karban, he gets to do all the avodah on it if he wants to, and he keeps the hide of the animal if he wants to. Ubizmanshi nedava, but according to the Chacham, Tanakamba, that it's a nedava, Eino somech aleha, he doesn't do smicha on it, Veino mevi ala nesachim, he doesn't bring nesachim with it, unesacheha mishal tzibor, then nesachim comes from the tzibur, afal pishu kohen, avodasavar mishalan shemishmar. And even if he's a kohen, it's not his job. Even if he happens to be a kohen, the avod and the or go to the anshe mishmar because it's considered a carbon tzibur. It's not considered a carbon yachid. So the primary difference between Tanakam and Rav Lazar is not what general category of carbon it's in. It's definitely carbon ola, that you'll take this animal, you'll wait till it develops a mum, you'll sell it, use the money to bring carbon ola. But what type of carbon ola? Olas yachid or olas tzibur? That's the point of dispute between Rav Lazar and the Chacham. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, held you just let it die. You don't do any of this. There's no carbon that comes out of it. Okay, those are the three shitas. So why do they have to argue in both cases? They argue in the case, first case of the Mishnah that they argue about, that we have these three shitas, is by Tmuras Asham or Vlad Tmuras Asham. Second case is by an Asham Shekipru or Shemesu Ba'aleha, where the owner already got his kaparo or already died. So says Mar Tzricha, we need both machloksim. Di'i Ashminan Asham. Had it only told me a case, the latter case of Asham, that the Bailam got a kapara already, so I would have said, Bahakam, Rabbi Eliezer Yamusu. That's where Rabbi Eliezer will say you should leave it to die, Mishum de Gazali Achra Kapara, Atu Lefne Kapara. Because we have to make a gezera of a case where he already got the kapara, Atu a case where he didn't already get the kapara. Why? Rabbi Eliezer says it should die because let's say you had a case where you designated an animal's kapara. Then you lost it, and then you designated another animal's carbon asham, and before you ever brought it, you found the first one. So you have two carbonos asham in front of you. So the concern is that if we tell you to bring it as an ola, you're going to think in that case also to bring the carbon ola. But kolzman shalom nischaper, then you cannot just bring the other animal's carbon ola. Kolzman that you didn't bring one of them as carbon asham, you can't just bring it as carbon ola. So that's why he says yamusu, because he's afraid if we tell you that after you got kapara to bring the second animal as a carbon ola, that you're going to come to bring the carbon ola even before you got kapara. You can bring the second animal as a carbon ola even before you got kapara. So he goes aliach kapara. But by a tmuras asham or a vlad tmura, where there's no such concern, there's no before kapara, it's also tmuras asham. Tmuras asham is not meant la'akrava, because that's just the nature of tmuras asham. So mele, there's no such concern, there's no such gzeira to be made of la'achar kapara atu lifnei kapara. So then maybe even Rabbi Eliezer would be moded to the rabbanan that wait till it develops a mum, sell it, use the money for a carbonola, and don't just let it die. V'yashmin hasam, and had it only told me the case, in the case of Tumuras, the machlokas, in the case of Tumuras Hashem, I would have said the opposite, that Bahakami Rabbanan. That's where the Rabbanan are going to say that you could, that's what the Rabbanan are going to say. You could wait till it develops a mum and sell it. Avol gabei asham, modle the Rabbi Lazar. But I would have thought by an asham it should read shemesu baleha shon schapru baleha. Right, asham by an asham that mesu baleha and schapru baleha. I would think that even the Rabbanan would be modle to Rabbi Eliezer that you could just let it die, because they would agree that it's kedai to make a gzeira of the achra kapara atu lufnei kapara tzricha. That's why I need the machlokas in both cases of the Mishnah. Period. Amr of Nachman Amr Barvua. Machlokas, this whole machlokas about the Vlad Tmuras Asham. Again, the first case of our Mishnah, we have a Vlad, we have an offspring of a Tmuras Asham, of something that was Tmura for a carbon Asham. So we had a machlokas, what you do with that Vlad. The Tanakama held that let it graze till it develops a mum, use the money to buy an ola. And Rabbi Lezer said, let it die. And Rabbi El Azar said, like the Tanakama, just a different type of ola, an ola siyachid, not an ola tzibur. Good? So that whole machlokas is only li achar kapara. That's only after the kapara is already over. Aval lefnei kapara, divrei akal hu atzmo yikrav asham. But everyone would agree before the kapara, if you have a vlad of a tmuras asham, meaning, what does that mean? I designate a male animal as a karban asham, let's say, and then I do a tmura onto a female animal, and then that female animal has a baby, right? So, and a baby boy. So now that baby boy has a little bit of kedushas asham. So if I took my original animal that I designated, and I already brought my carbon asham, so I'm not chayiv a carbon asham anymore. So then you have the machlokas in our Mishnah. What do we do with this male animal that has kedushas asham? I was already yotzei my carbon asham. But lifnei kapara, if I never brought that first animal, let's say that animal died or whatever, or I lost it, I never brought that first animal as my carbon asham, so then I don't need to sell the baby, I don't need to let the baby die, I don't need, just use this baby as a carbon asham. It's a male, it has kedushas carbon asham, good, you're good to go, use the baby as a carbon asham. So Amar Rava, shtei tshuvas b'davar. Rava says, no, that's wrong for two reasons. Chada de'ein al demeschaper b'davar haba b'aveira. First of all, how did this baby get kedushas Hashem? Through a female that got kedushas through its mother, by being born from its mother, that got kedushas Hashem by you doing the aveira of tmura. You can't get kapara with something that had an aveira done with it. So he said, it absolutely cannot be brought. I, by tmura sa'ola, by tmura shlamim, the baby can be brought. That's because it's not the kapara. Those kabanos don't come for a kapara. Over here it's coming for a kapara. It's like ein kategor nasa senegar, that you can't bring something as a kapara when it only came through an avera. Va'od hatani rechananu l'suyel reb shua ben levi damar vlad rishon karav vlad shenienu karav. Plus, we also say that only when it's one step removed you can bring it as a carbon. But if it's two steps removed, it's not just a tumura, it's then the vlad of the tumura. That's called a vlad sheni, and that would never be able to be brought as a carbon. It's too far removed from the original Kedusha. The original Kedusha you did a Tumura on, and then that Tumura had a baby, so that's too far removed. So therefore, there's no way you'd be able to bring this male offspring as the Ashram itself. Eliyin Marhachimar, if you want to make a statement about the Machlokas in our Mishnah, here's the statement you should have made. Amar of Nachman Amar Rav Arvua, Machlokas Kodem Kapara. The whole Machlokas is before the Kapara, before you ever brought the Asham as a Kapara. That's where you have a Machlokas. Should you let it die? What should you do with this baby? Should you let it die? Should you wait till it develops a mum and sell it and use the money? That's the Machlokas. Avli Achar Kapara, Hu Atzmo Karavola. But after Kapara, just bring the baby as a carbon, not as a carbon asham. You already did your carbon asham. Just bring the baby itself as your carbon ola. Just because now it's mosar asham, but it's only mosar asham once you already got your kapara with the carbon asham. And the mosaros of an asham is brought as an ola. So then you'd be able to bring this baby as a carbon ola. That wouldn't be a problem. Iva Tanya Rabbi Chananya, Lesuli Rabbi Levi. But wait a second, didn't Rabbi Chananya say that second generation is no good, that two steps removed from the original Kedusha, you're never allowed to bring it yourself? So you can't bring it as a carbon. So how are we allowing this to be brought as a carbon ola? So the Kasha, that's taka, very difficult. Just a quick couple of haras over here. The Gemara had mentioned, we're not going to go further than the Gemara right now, but the Gemara had mentioned that one of Rava's rejections for the idea that you could just bring the male offspring of your Tumuras Asham as the carbon Asham itself is that, no, it was Baba Avera, and you can never get a kapara with something that was Baba Avera. Why is the Vlad that comes from the Tumura considered something that's Baba Avera? Anything that's Pasal Gavim Mizbeach, like a Roveya, Nirva, Muktza, Nevad, all their Vlados are mutter to be brought in the Mizbeach. They're not called Baba Avera, even though they came from an animal that itself was Pasal because of an Avera. So this also comes from a mother that is a Tumura, and the Tumura is Pasal because of an Avera. So Asemis leaves it as a serious Kasha. There's also a discussion in Achronim about this idea of Baba Avera, that since it comes from an animal that is itself an Avera, can't be used as Kapara, how related is this to the general concept of Mitzvah Baba Avera? The Mordechai Masech Sukkah writes that if a goy is kotzitz arava b'Shabbos, he cuts an arava off the tree, off the bush on Shabbos, it's kosher, and it's not a problem, Mitzvah Baba Avera. And also, if he makes a shofar on Yantif, or he brings a shofar, an esrog, or a lula from outside of the tchum, it's ksher, and a person could be yotzei the chiyuv, it's not considered Mitzvah Baba Avera. And his raya is that if you steal from the case of Ganav Eitzim Mesichich Bem, where you yotze your mitzvah of Sukkah, or Ganav Esrog, you yotze on the other days of Yantif when you don't need Lachem. But he says, the problem is, says the Mordechai, I have a problem with the Gemara over here. The Gemara over here says a person cannot be Mischaper B'davra Baba Avera. So you see Beferish, that something that was Huchshal the mitzvah only through an Avera, something that only came about because of an Avera, somehow is considered Mitzvah Baba Avera. So the Mordechai assumes that this Davra Baba Avera is a fancy way of saying Mitzvah Baba Avera. That's his Kasha. So he says, no, over here, since the Ikr Chavos HaKarban is Ba'al Avera that was done by the person who violated the law of Tumura, so therefore you're not going to be able to, meaning it's the same guy. Over here, the guy who wants to get the Kapara is the same guy that did the Avera. In those cases that he was talking about, somebody else did the Avera. Somebody else cut it off the tree and chopped. Someone else brought it from outside the Tchum. So that would be a different situation. But Over here, it's the same person that did the Avera. Well, our Gemara makes it sound like it's a din kapara, that it's only because you're using it for kapara, and that's what Rashi says explicitly, but that may relate very much to what the Ritva says in Masech Sukkah, that mitzvah baba Avera is only a problem when it comes to mitzvahs of Ritzui, where you're trying to be Meratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're trying to make things, smooth things over with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is very similar to the concept of kapara that we have over here. Okay, we'll pick up from the next Shaila in the Gemara tomorrow.